Have you been to your local seafood counter lately? Filet, steak, cake, or leg? Is it wild-caught or farm-raised, domestic or imported, sustainable or not so clear? We all want to do what's best for our ocean planet, but we're drowning in choices. And consumers are asking, what is best? I'm John Racanelli of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, a weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. And this week, we're going to shed some light on seafood and aquaculture. Here at the aquarium, of course, our primary emphasis is on viewing fish rather than eating them. But with conservation at the heart of our mission, we're also dedicated to raising awareness of the challenges facing our oceans and coasts, and the role that your everyday decisions play, good, bad, or otherwise. For millennia, humankind has treated the ocean like a giant seafood smorgasbord, and for most of that time, the sea has provided for us. Today, over 2 billion people rely on seafood as their primary protein source. In the Chesapeake region, it's hardly summer without a traditional crab feast, and fall means delicious oysters from the bay's many inlets and rivers. Nationally, each coastal region is renowned for its own specialty seafood. Maine for its lobsters, New Orleans for shrimp, and the Pacific Northwest for salmon. In fact, when doctors prescribe a heart-healthy diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids, they usually mean eat more fish. While our parents and grandparents had to wait for lobster or crab season, these days, we want it all fresh now. For several decades now, the ocean's bounty has seemed deceptively limitless. But when you multiply this demand by tens of millions more seafood-loving Americans, it comes as no surprise that our current rate of seafood consumption is just not sustainable. Many species, including favorites like Chilean sea bass and Atlantic cod, are overfished to the point of economic extinction. Our burgeoning demand, coupled with industrial-scale methods of harvesting the sea's bounty, is threatening our food supply and the very health of the ocean. The global fishing fleet is estimated to be 2 to 3 times larger than what the ocean can sustainably support, and over half is subsidized. 90% of the world's big fish are gone. Left unchecked, nearly every major commercial fishery is predicted to collapse before the middle of this century. Consider this. Here in America, our convoluted system of supply and demand has us importing 90% of the seafood we consume, at the same time that our domestic fishing industry exports 80% of what it catches. Ironic? I can't even. But against all this bad news, there is hope. Aquaculture practices and technologies have evolved dramatically, in some cases overcoming the bad reputation that early, unsustainable fish farming had rightly earned. In places like British Columbia and Indonesia, massive salmon pens and shrimp farms that once decimated native habitats have been replaced by smaller, carefully managed closed systems that focused on the highest quality standards. Responsible aquaculture represents a smart way forward, not only for the seafood industry, but for our nation's economy. Done well, it can create a renewable, healthy, domestic resource while protecting an ocean ecosystem that's now at risk. NOAA Fisheries estimates that doubling American aquaculture production could generate over $1 billion in annual revenues, supporting 50,000 new jobs. Newer, smarter aquaculture practices include zero-discharge closed systems where nothing goes to waste. Even fish poop is recycled as an energy source. Enlightened approaches like these can be both safe and sustainable, allowing wild fish populations to recover, fishing jobs to evolve, and our growing population to benefit from a reliable source of protein that's good for you. So, when you next visit the seafood counter, follow the lead of our country's best chefs and choose only domestic, sustainable seafood, preferably farm-raised. For help and to learn about the National Aquarium's Seafood Smart initiative, visit aqua.org/seafoodsmart. Perhaps we can have our crab cake and eat it too. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.